From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And it's Friday, which means it's time for our reporter roundtables, where we talk about the stories making headlines in different parts of Illinois. Today we're focusing on Rockford and DeKalb. And joining us to talk through that is Yvonne Booz, art, culture, and spiritual expression reporter for WNIJ, Northern Public Radio. Yvonne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I want to jump back a couple of weeks with you because we haven't had a chance to really talk about this yet on our program, and that is a big name. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was recently in Belvedere in your part of Illinois. What was he doing there?
He was here actually rallying with the United Auto Workers about the Stellantis plant in Belvedere. That plant... actually, they had a labor agreement last year committing to reinvesting $5 billion to restart the plant and hire thousands of workers because about a year or so ago, that plant was closed and then they only had minimum workers in there. And that has not happened yet. So they are calling on the plant president to keep his promise and open that particular center and bring those jobs back. There's fear that a lot of those jobs will go overseas. In February 2023, about 1,200 workers were laid off and the halt was done for the Jeep Cherokee. And in May, about they hired some back, but then about 130 of those were laid off.
And that was a couple of weeks ago when Sanders was here, the UAW president, Sean Fain, was also there. No big breakthroughs since that time, though, on this.
Not as of yet.
Yeah, not as of yet. All right. Well, we will continue to check in on that story from time to time. Obviously, a significant concern for jobs in that area. Mm-hmm. Yvonne, I want to move more into your beat now. And over the summer, the city of Rockford outlined a cultural plan. And the recently opened Hard Rock Casino is helping meet one of its goals, I gather. What is that? What has it been able to help with so far?
So the casino opened this summer, and as a part of the community host agreement, $7 million of the casino's revenue will go to the city to help with certain initiatives. Now, of that money, $250,000 has been allotted to go towards arts and culture annually. So when we talk about the cultural plan, that has been going on all this year. And this summer, the plan was revealed. And I talked to Mary McNamara Bernstein, and she said one of the things that they wanted to happen was for businesses to help out with arts and culture more so financially. And just to go back and just tell everyone, the cultural plan, I covered it from like last year in May through this year. And basically that's where the city worked on a plan to create a sense of belonging in the community, pride, and beautify the city. So Mary McNamara Bernstein was very excited to see that things are coming into fruition and that the businesses are stepping in and helping out the actual city with funds for arts and culture. And the city will use the funds for like festival, beautifying the city, and other important art initiatives. And I can tell you from covering the cultural plan, you could see a lot more diversity as far as people coming together and talking about the arts and celebrating the arts. When I first covered the first meeting, it wasn't very diverse, but the last meeting when they had the reveal, it was all types of, there was Indians, there were African-Americans, white, Mexican, everyone was coming together and doing things in the name of the arts.
In the name of the arts, which is also something that was recently said, moving to a different story, about the city of Aurora, I guess, one of the best cities for creators. What's that about?
Yeah, Aurora, it seems like they're always ending up on a list. So this time they placed sixth in the nation out of 200 on a marketplace website, Creative Fabrica. I talked to Jessica Duplessis. She's the director of education and community engagement at the Paramount. And she said the reason she thinks that they made the list is because the city comes together, not only the art community, but the entire community comes together to support the arts. She said things things like restaurants, whether they'll have the musicians come in and play, or they'll have local artists come in visually and do murals and things like that in the community. So even poets, you know, they have them come in and speak sometime. So they play a big part in keeping the arts going in Aurora.
Well, you mentioned the word poet, and that reminds me of another story you had recently. You have been talking to artists this fall, part of a series, an informal series, I gather. But one of them is a Rock Island-based artist who is also a poet and a singer. Say more about that.
Oh, yeah. So this was exciting. This fall, I did what was called Art Crawl. And so what I did, I basically went and hung out with artists, whatever they were doing. So this particular poet, he's from Rock Island, and I didn't have to go all the way to Rock Island. He actually came to Rockford for a monthly open mic that Enscape Collective has. That's like a store where they host things, but they have arts and goods from local makers there. And an open mic is done once a month. So this particular creator, he drove 2 hours, and he spent some time with me before he performed for the open mic. And this is something he normally doesn't do as far as talking to people before his performance, because he says that's his time to meditate. And he talked a lot about the gift of poetry and how it doesn't come from, and I'm going to say us because I'm also a poet, but it just comes from a higher power. And he says during that time, it gives him time to get out himself and let that higher power get into him and do what he needs to do so that he can deliver that spoken word to the audience. So I got to talk to him and spend time at the open mic and listen to some of his poetry. So that story aired this week.
Method poetry. I love it. One of the other artists you've talked to in this series involves a Rockford couple who takes old clothes and recycles them into new fashion. Talk about what they do.
Okay, so this particular guy, his name is Stephen Lindsay, and I was looking at the Rockford Area Arts Council directory because they have a directory on their website, and I was thinking, well, what type of artists haven't I covered? And so he popped up as a fashion designer. So I reached out to him, and he doesn't have a space. So he was like, you know, I will take some of my wares and I will take them to my girlfriend's house. And he took them and he lined them up in this basement. But what he does is he goes to thrift stores and gets like leather jackets and things like that, and then he paints on them. He had a cool jacket of that said Rakim. And I don't know if people are familiar with the rap group back in the day, Eric B and Rakim, but he did a replica of Dapper Dan's jacket. And he does what he called dirty pours. And I was like, what's a dirty pour? But he takes a cup and he pours 4 or 5 different colors of paint and he just pours it on the jacket. So he did that for me while I was there. And so during the process, his girlfriend, she's an artist as well. She does more photography, but she said she would see the paint drop into the bucket and it would create these wonderful designs. So she started waiting for those to dry, taking them and making jewelry out of them. So they sell their products and stuff on Etsy and some craft stores. But I thought that was pretty cool how they collaborated and how she's taking just leftover paint and creating something beautiful with it.
Yvonne, I know it's not what the story is about, but one of my favorite aspects of it is that you use the word drip in the headline. We're going to let listeners look that up themselves if they don't know. Yvonne Booz with WNIJ, thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
No problem. You too. Thank you.